Jets Nation, welcome to Jet Life, presented by the New York Lottery. I'm your host, Olivia Landis. Now, many great football players have come from the small city of Lakeland, Florida. Bilal Powell is one of them. But Lakeland isn't only known for football. It's also known for its high volume of crime and gang activity, something Powell knows all too well. For the first time, the soft-spoken running back opens up about the transformation that saved his life.
See what happens here on third down. Teddy in the pistol, Bilal Powell just behind him. He takes the snap, gives to Bilal Powell, who runs left, gets to the 15, at the 10, at the 5, to the end zone. The Jets are going to win it. Why bother with a field goal when Bilal Powell can score his second touchdown of the game and win it for the Jets in overtime?
And just senior year.
This is senior year, and this was like, you see the difference? See his face? Totally different.
Yeah, changed.
Everything changed.
My mom used to always tell me all the time, I'd never forget it. She asked me if I cared about dying. I got one life to live. And that's it. Once you're gone, you're gone. You're dead, you're dead. What type of name do you want to leave?
Bilal Powell is one of the most versatile running backs in the NFL. His game features power, speed, and vision. As a boy growing up in Lakeland, Florida, that vision was blurred by drugs and violence, a common theme surrounding the high school football hotbed.
Growing up where I grew up, it was violent. It was gang violence, a lot of poverty. But the thing that stood out to me was people pushing each other as far as the talent in the city. You know, people thriving on sports as an escape to get away from here.
When I first moved from where I were, I thought I was moving in Lakeland, a good, safe neighborhood. But then he started getting in trouble with the boys and stuff and everything that hangs around in the neighborhood. They had, territories.
I met him playing at Duffield, Tatum. What, sixth grade? Fifth grade?
I scored on you and dove in the end zone.
Yeah. You got guys who grew up with each other since they were in elementary diapers, growing up together, that if one person mess with you, you got to mess with me. And, you know, everybody else is going to put the gang label on that. You know, we were just friends in the same neighborhood. But when they put it, labeled us as a gang, we ran with it.
Now, way more humble now. Like, back then, you couldn't even get two words out to this guy, you feel me? Like, for him to be the person that he is today, and you compare him to the person that he was then, like, you wouldn't even think he would even made it to where he at right now.
I was a menace to society, man. I was a menace to society. You know, I was involved in shootouts, got shot at. You know, the first time I broke in somebody's home, I was 13 years old. And I was doing things my mom didn't know about at the time. She tried to take care of me as much as she could. You know, you can't work hard and try to take care of a teenage boy and then worry about a younger girl. Growing up in a single parent home, I thought I had to be a man. So for me, being a man, I thought it was get in the street, sell drugs, take some weight off of my mom.
I was very worried. I was afraid that I was going to either get a call to pick him up from jail, come identify his body or something. I see you have potential. Your coaches and teachers, they see that in you, but he didn't see that. He wanted to be tough. And I think it's more because his father wasn't there because he wouldn't really listen to me. And when, especially when he got 16, it really got worse. He really thought he was a man.
When we come back, Bilal must decide which direction to take after a gang fight takes a nasty turn.
He was like, Mom, this man just stabbed me and left me for dead. I said, Bilal, these people don't care. I try to tell you.
It was one of the loneliest feelings.
Bilal has has had plenty of great games in his seven seasons with the Jets. But what are the top rushing performances in franchise history? It's time to start the Top 3 Countdown, presented by the New York Lottery.
Top 3 Countdown, presented by the New York Lottery. Best rushing performances in Jets history. Number 3, Thomas Jones sets the single-game rushing record versus the Bills.
210 yards, Thomas Jones. Incredible.
Thomas Jones ran through guys, passed guys. He just kept going. The offensive line with guys like DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold opened up holes all day.
You know, Thomas Jones is the type of runner where he wasn't going to be denied.
For him to top us all, way to go, Thomas.
For tickets to future Jets games, call 1-800-469-JETS or visit newyorkjets.com/tickets.
In the heat of summer in 2005, Bilal's mother got the call that she'd been dreading.
When I get off that work, I'll swing by like the neighborhood, see if I see him somewhere, and I like, you know, try to pick him up. But that day, it started raining. I said, well, he should be home. So I didn't go look. I went home. And at that time anyway, he wasn't there. He was in Arbondale, where it all started. Him and another guy went to Arbondale, and they brought it back to Lakeland.
We got back, and we got word that one of the guys was over here, and he actually moved in our neighborhood. And, you know, at the time, we're like, you know, if we're not welcome in your city, what make you think you can come to our city?
My baby just got her bath, getting ready to go to bed, and I got a phone call. It rang, my house phone rang, and they say, what's his name down there? I'm like, hello? They're like, what's his name down there? And like, Bilal, And I'm like, hello? And then they're like, Miss Stephanie, Bilal just got stabbed.
Came down to this house right here. It was this house. And somehow I ended up in the yard, and I was fighting like two or three dudes at the time. They were jumping me. All my friends was out this way. I was the only one in the yard, and all I can remember is one of them saying, yeah, I got you. And I looked down, and my shoes were covered in blood, and I was just trying to see where the blood was coming from at this time. And I ran all the way up to the apartments on the other side of that white car. And that's why I was down on the ground.
He was like, Mom, this man just stabbed me and left me for dead. I said, blood, these people don't care. I try to tell you.
It was one of the loneliest feelings. It was a lonely feeling because at that time in my life, I was like, this is the life I chose. You know, the decisions that I made up until this point. You know, now I gotta lay on my bed. You know, if I die here, this is the idea of what it's like to be a gangster, a thug in my city.
Nearly a year after being stabbed, Powell was still living a life of trouble. Around 4 a.m., he was heading home when a light came on. He was done with this lifestyle.
I remember to this day, dropping a sock full of bullets, 9mm bullets, in my mom's hand. I told her I'm done with it. I said, I'm done with that lifestyle.
His first 2 years of high school, Bilal was a defensive back. After the break, see how his football career took off when he was given the chance to carry the rock. Right now, it's time to reveal the number two rushing performance in Jets history.
Number two, Curtis Martin versus Mother Nature in the Meadowlands.
What made that performance so memorable was the weather.
Harsh conditions. How many people would even be outside?
Curtis Martin, he grew up in Pittsburgh. He went to school at Pittsburgh.
He was like a beast of burden.
Curt put on his snowshoes, just had unbelievable control, great patience, excellent vision.
When you kind of close your eyes and look back on the career of Curtis Martin, about as emblematic of the type of player he was as you could find.
It all made for a magical performance for Curtis Martin.
Thanks for watching Jet Life, presented by the New York Lottery. Now's the time to enter your Jets Rewards code into the Jets Rewards portal. Tonight's code is JETUP99.
Like others that came before him, Bilal's ticket out of Lakeland was football. In an effort to stay out of trouble, he moved in with running backs coach Randy Bullock before his senior year at Lake Gibson High School. The Bullocks' ranch provided safety away from the streets. This move signified Powell's transformation. It also signified a mother's love for her son.
Being a parent, that would obviously be a tough thing to do. But obviously, she was putting Bilal's best interest at heart when she made that decision. I would imagine she did a lot of thinking and going back and forth and what she wanted to do. But ultimately, I think she did what was best for Bilal.
She always wanted me to be successful. And she was a mom now. Like I said, she was at every Pop Warner game, every high school game. And there was a family that took me in that allowed me to go and have an outlet to pursue what I wanted to pursue.
Powell entered his senior season as a cornerback. During a training camp practice, everything changed.
Coach just came to me and was like, hey, we need you to run the ball right quick at practice. One of the guys went down. He was like, just come run the ball. You know, I've been waiting for this opportunity, you know. And I remember it was a 55 count.
And we were scrimmaging ones-on-ones, and Bilal took his first carry against the first team defense, and he took it 80 yards, and that was all she wrote. Coach said, he's a running back now.
We were playing Kathleen, and a rival. It was. I guess it was the first game of the year. It was the most amazing game I ever saw. He would even make cuts when he shouldn't have made cuts, and score touchdowns.
Close to 400, you know, between punt returns and kick returns, he rushed for, and that was against Kathleen, a city rival.
I want to say he took a punt or a kick return and changed directions. When he did that, it was like, oh my God.
It wasn't a surprise to anybody on staff what he could do with the ball in his hands. And some of the things that he did were just absolutely amazing.
That was the best game that I ever saw anybody play at the high school level overall.
The breakout season brought scholarship offers from the top schools in the country. Bilal qualified academically and chose his first offer, the University of Louisville.
I knew getting away was going to allow me to really grow into an individual and allow me to come home and show everybody else that there's more than just being in Lakeland.
I didn't want him to go to a Florida team or anything because it would have been easier for him to come home when he wanted to come home. So I was glad he went to Louisville.
This Jet Life feature was brought to you by Verizon, the best network with the best unlimited. When we come back, former Louisville head coach Charlie Strong helps to propel the kid from Lakeland to the NFL. But first, what is the number one rushing performance in Jets history? Let's find out.
Number one, Freeman McNeil's 200-yard game in the 1983 playoffs.
Here's Freeman McNeil, one of the most popular and biggest names on the Jets, has a huge game in the biggest game of his career.
Freeman McNeil was about as exciting an offensive player as there was in the league at the time, and he was vintage that day.
Turns inside the 15, the 10, the 5, he's got a touchdown! Freeman McNeil!
It was great for the team. I just ran behind great blocks.
202 yards and leads the Jets to a victory.
This was vintage Freeman McNeil. This was the guy when you were a kid you latched onto and you wanted to be.
He flew under the radar for three seasons, but opportunity knocked when the Cardinals hired Charlie Strong to be their head coach. Strong had recruited Powell while he was an assistant coach at the University of Florida.
So I go to Louisville. We have a team meeting, and then I meet with all the seniors, and he was a senior. And so I said, Bilal Powell, I said, I watch you play an amazing game against Lakeland High School. You should have won that game. I think if they had turned around and gave you the football, y'all would have won that game instead of throwing it because you couldn't be tackled that night. And I said, but now you came here to Louisville and you're not that guy anymore. I was used to seeing this guy that was not so much a troublemaker, but a guy who was always on the edge, guy who's always, you know, he's right there at that fence line. Is he going to go right? Is he going to step over it? Or is they going to come to him? I said, I want to see that guy that had that edge to him that night. I haven't seen that guy. Rushing for right at 2,000 yards and was just had an unbelievable season.
In 2009, the blockbuster movie The Blind Side was released. It was the story of NFL offensive lineman Michael Orr, a homeless boy who was adopted by a Southern wealthy family. Powell's success during his senior season at Louisville brought unwanted comparisons to Orr's story.
And my story ain't nowhere near like The Blind Side. And the reason is, it's not nothing to do with me, it's all to do with my mom. You know, that guy's mom was addicted to drugs. My mom was a hardworking woman. She did everything she could to take care of my younger sister and tried to control the teenage boy that was stuck in a tough environment. That's what one of the things that upset me, because I felt like a lot of credit was taken away from her.
I saw the hurt in his eyes that he felt for his mom, because everybody kept saying he's a blind side story, he's a blind side story. He's the farthest from the blind side story. She was a single mom and she worked hard for Kenitra, his sister, and for him. For them to, the media, to turn the story into a family taking him in, which he's grateful for that family, they took him in. But he was already changed when they took him in. She let him better himself out of love. The blind side story, he didn't have a mom.
He didn't want to let her down, and he knew that he was going down the wrong road. And I think he saw the pain and the hurt within his mom, and he wasn't helping the situation. He started realizing that it is something within me. If I follow the right path, I can get it right, and I can go down that road where not only I can help myself, but I can one day help my mom and make her situation a lot better than what it is.
When you're at your lowest moment, how would you respond? How do you want to be remembered? Bilal Powell is entering his seventh season with the Jets. He runs with an edge and imposes his will on defenses. In the locker room, his teammates say he's soft-spoken and humble. He leads by example.
Look at him and where he at now, and the family he have, and the things, you know, and the things he's doing. It's just, I mean, you can't express that.
The kid from Lakeland is now a father of two. He's turned into a man that his children, his mother, and his city can be proud of.
I mean, I ain't the biggest guy, but no. You can't measure my heart.